there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy Wince-Free Whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the wince.
Welcome into the DMVR Buffs podcast. My name is Jake Schwanitz, and today, as always, I should say, we are presented by the American Raptors. The American Raptors are Rugby Town USA's newest rugby team and have athletes that have competed at the highest levels of their respective sports. Best thing about hitting up an American Raptors game is they're free. Head on over to AmericanRaptors.com, grab your free ticket, or if staying at home is more your thing, go ahead and stream that game for free on AmericanRaptors.com. Shout out to the American Raptors. Today, we are talking about the Buffs and the Minnesota Gophers. Obviously, they played a football game, and a lot went down, a lot happened. But we are going to start off today with what happened in just the final 4 minutes or so in that game. Owen McCown finally gets in the game, goes 4-for-7 passing, 52 yards, 80.9 QBR rating for whatever's that worth. He outgained JT Schrout and Brendan Lewis combined in terms of yardage. I don't think he, let's look here, he had 9 yards rushing. So again, very little that we got to see from Owen McCown, the potential or probably the present quarterback of the Buffs. I was going to say potential future quarterback, but as things are looking now, I wouldn't be surprised to see Owen become the starter very, very soon. That is something we will talk to Carl Durrell about this week, but let's talk about how he played. Obviously he's a lefty. So it just looks a little different, and the offense is going to be flipped because of the other quarterbacks being righties. So just get used to seeing rollouts to your left now instead of the right. I know it's a little awkward at first, but once you see Owen McCown kind of running out there and launching that ball, it'll all make sense. As I mentioned with the mobility, I mean, it was apparent from the first snap. I mean, he was kind of running for his life, but the guy showed obvious ability on the ground. The ball had noticeable zip to it. The power that he could throw with, I mean, it kind of looks a little bit like JT, but honestly a little more juiced up. Owen McCown is just, he's ready to go, man. And I think Buffs fans are ready to see him. In terms of how he just looked completely in that drive, I mean, obviously it was going against third stringers and second stringers. Pretty sure Colorado had their backup line there. I think Noah Fenske moved to center, but for the most part, all the starters were on the bench for both teams. So you got to take that into account. Regardless, I thought he looked pretty decent. I mean, we were watching it live on the watch along, RK and I, and they had that fourth down play where they give it to Offerdahl, and it looked like he was short. So we actually turned off the broadcast then. Well, to our surprise, he's still going, or I guess they just gave him the spot. I don't even know what really happened there. It seemed like a bad spot, in my opinion. But regardless, Colorado keeps the drive going. Went back and watched those Owen McCown throws. I mean, it's encouraging stuff to see, especially after what else we saw from the Buffs today. I guess, what can we expect moving forward from Owen McCown? It's tough to say at this point. Obviously, a very young player. The ability is obvious. You have UCLA coming up next week. UCLA is a team that barely squeaked by South Alabama, our Jaguars, from the Senior Bowl. But it's tough to really say at this point exactly how effective Owen McCown can be, as there are a lot of issues going on. Charlie Offerdahl also looked really good, too, getting the ball late. He became not quite the leading rusher. He was 8-for-55. Deion Smith actually went 10-for-70. But Offerdahl was really ripping off some runs there towards the end. But against UCLA, I mean, I would expect to see Owen McCown as the starter. It's tough to really predict or say exactly what Carl Durrell is going to do, though. But I think Buff fans, I mean, it's been rough. It's been a hard last 3 weeks. Now you at least have this to lean on, at least a sign of hope of things to potentially come. We'll talk about Durrell and the future of this program as a whole here towards the end. I'm actually going to kind of let you guys run that segment just with replies that I got on the Buffs account after the game. But moving on, let's talk about the actual game then. JT gets the start. It's obviously a disaster from the very first snap. Fumbles the ball, immediately turns it over to the Gophers. They just go on ahead and score. Well, they scored their opening drive, actually. 9 plays, 75 yards. JT fumbles, and then the Gophers score in 2 plays. I think it's halfway through the first quarter, and the Buffs are already down 14-0. And I think we all at that point really, we've seen the song and dance before. We knew what was coming at that point. Then Carl Durrell, I don't really understand the point of what he was doing, but he was playing musical chairs at the quarterback position, having them switch off each and every drive. I think I saw a quote from Brian Howell talking about how, I guess someone asked Durrell after the game yesterday about why he was doing that, just switching off drives for the quarterbacks. And Durrell mentioned that that's just how it was in practice, which, I mean, true, it's practice, but we're talking about a game here. And the thing that Durrell always talks about with these quarterbacks, with this offense, is finding a rhythm, getting that spark. But when you're, you know, constantly going in and out with the quarterbacks, it's just really hard to build any type of momentum, especially since these guys' play style is so different. So that was confusing to see. I mean, the offense didn't really get anything going until late in the fourth quarter, or I guess early in the fourth quarter. The offense is able to finally mount a drive with JT at quarterback. It is led by a few Deion Smith and Charlie Offerdahl runs. Drive is capped off with a 4-yard pass from Shrout to Austin Smith. After that, Minnesota got the ball back, ended it on downs. And then Colorado put Owen McCown in at the end of the game. So, I mean, a lot happened. I mean, obviously, you guys watched the game, but we just don't have to go into it all. Deion Smith looked good again. Alex Fontenot out. He had some type of injury, I think, from the hit that he took in that that targeting call last week against Air Force. Leading the backfield, Deion Smith, I thought, looked pretty good. He ran, as I already said, 10 carries, 70 yards, had an 18-yard long run as his longest, did not find the end zone. He also didn't have any receiving work either. It's tough to see that this offense is just really, really anemic at times. They lean on the run game, but they just don't quite commit to it early enough for it to really mean too much. And then when they are running the ball with some commitment and actually finally breaking some big runs, it's because, well, the Gophers have kind of moved on with the entire game in general. And it was just too late at that point for the Buffs to mount any type of rushing attack. So let's talk about Carl Durrell and kind of the future of this team. But first, I want to tell you about Breckenridge Brewery. They have a birthday coming up, 32 years young. To celebrate, Breck Brew is throwing a weekend-long hootenanny. Kick off the fall with live music, food, beer, and games October 8th and 9th at their Littleton location. You can catch acts like Spin Doctors and local favorites Railroad Earth. Stay tuned to everything DMVR for hootenanny giveaways leading up to the 8th. Check out the link in the description or breckbrew.com for more details on tickets and artist lineup. Also, shout out to DraftKings. The NFL's opening week was action-packed and it's just getting started. Get ready for week 2 of touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL game or on any football game and get $200 in free bets instantly. If you want more action, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. This Sunday, bet on any NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. I think the Broncos might be a good one for that. They are 10-point favorites over the Texans. Would not be surprised to see them get a 10-point lead at any time. Regardless, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DMVR to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code DMVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, let's talk about CU as a whole and this football program. I put out these tweets at the end of every game just to get your guys' thoughts and see what everyone is saying. But obviously some things need to change. Besides the obvious, which I mentioned in the tweet, I wanted to know, in your opinion, what has to change. So let's go through some of these replies. Zach Rago says, as someone who was a student during the Embry era, I can't believe that I'm seeing worse football than that. The only option is to wipe the slate clean completely, blow it up top to bottom. Yeah, it's about looking like that. We'll get into some of these more replies. We'll see where things go here. This is from Colorado Sports Fan. I'm just going to read this one. You can make of it what you will. When Rick George started as AD, I had such high hopes. Some teams, mostly our women, wonderful women's teams, Tad Ball and the legacy great cross country and skiing, have done well under him. Football has been atrocious. No other AD with a similar football record would have lasted to now. So first step, and he adds, CU President Todd Salomon, needs to make either a very hard call with Rick or needs to tell Rick he supports him in correcting course, but the course needs to be corrected now. If he supports Rick, that financial backing has to come with that. If Rick can't or won't make the hard decision with his friend Carl, Todd needs to make the hard decision with Rick and go find a new AD. Then the AD can assess and make his decision on Carl. The Buff football program marketing is on culture with CU capitalized, but this culture cannot be good. That is from Colorado Sports Fan. Thank you for the reply. Old School says, this is a cancer that has been growing within the CU football program for years and years. All they did was try and put a Band-Aid on it, and now it's become terminal, and there is nothing fixable, unfortunately, in today's climate. I wouldn't say that it's unfixable, man. There's a lot that this football team and this program and administration need to do. I don't think it's beyond repair, though. This one is from Joe. Joe says, can it ever change? This entire town, state, and college just don't care enough. Nobody here loves college football like they do elsewhere. We don't have the donor support to buy our players. We don't have the admin to support us, and our reputation is garbage. I want to talk about this one. I haven't talked too much about myself on this podcast, but I went to the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a place where truly no one cares about college football. No one cares about sports very much in general. It's really sad going to their games. I mean, it's complete apathy. Only people that are going have been going to games for 30 to 40 years. The stands are completely empty. The students treat it like a joke. They always show up until second quarter, halftime-ish, and then they just leave to go party some more because no one cares. No one cares about the football team. When I started here and I started covering this football team, the Buffs in general, I just didn't see that. I see a lot of fans out here that care about this university, care about this team. A lot of people nationally too that love the Buffs, care about this team, want to see them get better. I don't think it's fair to say that no one cares about this team. I think there's a lot of great fans that I've met and just interacted with over the past few weeks. And those fans, you guys, the ones that are listening to this right now, you guys deserve a good football team. You deserve something to be proud of on Saturdays. You are obviously some diehard fans. You care a lot about this university. And it sucks to see what is going on right now. With all that being said, I think Brent Aguero here sums it up pretty great too. I asked what needs to change other than the obvious. Well, Brent Aguero says, coaching and recruiting. It's obvious, unfortunately. It's a blank canvas to work with. Needs someone to step up. I'm not going to talk about anyone losing their jobs. There will be a time and a place for that. If and when that happens, we'll get into it and talk about Carl Durrell and just the future of this program as a whole. Before we get out of here today, I want to talk about Athletic Greens. Our next product partner has a product they use literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I have to watch Buffs football. Athletic Greens has 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/buffs. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/buffs to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. With that, we're just going to close out today's show, guys. I hope that what I talked about there kind of hits home. I mean, this is a very established, this is a very proud program with some very proud fans listening. And it does suck to see the place that it's in right now. This obviously isn't something that will be sustainable. I think changes will be made at some point. Whether we see them sooner than later is to be seen. But I do think that you guys just got to hang in there, man. The fact that so many of you are watching the game with us in the watch along, tweeting about the game, I mean, you guys obviously still care. And it's awesome to see, because after coming from a place that truly doesn't care about sports, it's nice to just be somewhere and cover a team that people actually love. And I see that. So, you know, things suck right now. I understand, but don't get too down. We have some Owen McCown hype. There are some things to still be excited about. Changes will be made. I promise you that will happen. And when that happens, I'll still be here. We'll be able to talk about it. And hopefully we have a better Buffs football team to cheer for in the near future. Of course, we have basketball coming up. I'm just such a football guy, though. I'm gonna try and milk this football season as much as I can. So I hope you're along for the ride, guys. Hope you enjoyed this little post-game pod. We'll be back on Monday with a full pod, kind of breaking down the weekend in the Pac-12, which was pretty crazy. But until then, take care, guys. Sko Buffs.